the question that I get a lot of times are, well, if there's a fix for DACA, doesn't the center go away? No, it doesn't, because half of our undocumented students are undocumented and not covered by that. And right now, a lot of the work that we've done in the last year has been with prospective students, right? So at the K through 12 levels, and really trying to educate the teachers there who are assisting these students, counselors. But in light of this break in DACA, no new applications have been accepted, right? So students are turning 16. We've got two more years. These students are going to be college age, not covered by DACA. We're going to have an even larger undocumented population that is going to need support, as well as all of our mixed status families. So we get a lot of calls from other universities who are seeking to put something like this in place. And I tell them, like, you have to be inclusive, and you can't just think about this one population. Mm-hmm. We also have to think about our temporary protected status that's going away. You know, what happens to those children whose parents are no longer covered? Asylees, refugees, these populations are not going to go away regardless of what happens in the ledge this year, regardless of, hopefully there will be a fix for DACA. But as Andrea said, that's only 700,000. What about all of the rest? And so long-term, what is the university's role in supporting these students and in educating not only our community, but the communities that our universities are housed within about why this is important? And like Andrea said, these students don't have to be extraordinary and go on to cure cancer to be worthy of an education. They are citizens in our community. They are students seeking an education, and we need to support them in the same way that we would any other student.
We shouldn't be putting up barriers for education. Those who want to be educated, those who want to put the sacrifice in and the work to go into higher ed, we should be making it easier, not harder. I think the university did a good first step in creating a physical space and staff. I think that's a great first step. But as a follow-up, I think there has to be a broader initiative to help all these students to fit into these different categories. I don't know how many staff Courtney has, but there needs to be more staff. There needs to be more funding behind that. There needs to be more support services, legal services for students. Courtney mentioned partnering with K-12. I think K-12 needs to do more. A lot of students find out in their high school years that they're undocumented, and their world changes overnight. So I think, you know, as somebody who prepares aspiring principals and superintendents, they need to take a more active role, especially in San Antonio. Why not create programs and initiatives in high school so that students have a more seamless transition into higher ed? And I think it's a good first step that we've done at UTSA, but there's so much more work to be done. If we can continue to support students and alumni like Andrea, I mean, she's very representative of the types of students that we have, a leader, somebody who's giving back on a daily basis, very, very intelligent, very, very creative. They're finding ways to navigate systems in front of them, and we should be creating more seamless pathways in a way that pushes back against, you know, the racist, xenophobic policies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. right now.